Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows, He does not waste our wounds, and He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I'm Dennis Jernigan, and I'm your host for today's podcast. And today's podcast is the story behind my song called Celebrate Living. This is from the live worship recording by the same name, Celebrate Living. The song came to me way back on January 24th of 1994. Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14 says this, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Now, this particular song came to me during a very hectic time in my life. I've shared part of this story before, but it bears repeating. I remember feeling overwhelmed with all that was happening with my life and with my ministry in those days. Little did I know that in less than 6 months, my life would receive two major blows. In looking back at the way in which the Holy Spirit gave me this song as a statement in who I am and in the joy of that truth, I think that it was meant for this particular time in my life. Invitations to minister and song and testimony were absolutely pouring in from everywhere. My wife and I had moved our family back to the farm where I had actually grown up, and in the midst of all that, we were making plans to record a live worship album at Christ for the Nations Institute in Dallas, Texas. Needless to say, life was busy, just saying. Now, those two major blows that impacted my life and the life of my wife and family and ministry. My wife gave birth to our twin sons in July of 1994. And they came 9 weeks early. One son weighed 3 pounds and 10 ounces, while the other weighed in at 2 pounds and 7 ounces. Oh yeah, and my wife's liver hemorrhaged and we almost lost her. I'm counting that as one of the major blows. The other came in January of 1995. Melinda and the twins had finally recovered enough for us to take a family ski trip. And on the last day of that trip, one of Melinda's skis became lodged in a snowdrift, and her leg was shattered in the process, requiring 6 hours of surgery and leaving me with 9 children, 10 years of age and under, to take care of. Long story made short, God brought Melinda through, and we watched Him bring people into our lives who ministered greatly to both Melinda and me and to our children. Life had been difficult for a long time, yet we were seeing many reasons we had to celebrate life, to celebrate living. Now that we have faced these two trials and have seen God's protection, His provision, and His healing, we see now more than ever that our eternal life has already begun. I long for the day when I see Him, but I agree with the psalmist when he said, Oh, that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let's do this. Let's take a few minutes right now to celebrate all the reasons we have to celebrate being alive. Let's celebrate living.
Holy Spirit, I ask you to show each of us where we would be without the intervention of the Lord Jesus Christ. Show us what the blood has done in our lives, Lord. Father, I thank you for all these trophies of grace here tonight. Lord, let us rejoice. Let us just take joy in being together tonight. Father, I thank you for my life. All the heartache, all the trial, it is worth it, Lord. You are worth it. And we want to celebrate you. You ready to celebrate?
New life today.
We absolutely celebrate the life you have given us, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for laying down your life for us. May we do the same for you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We love you. Amen. John 10:10 says this, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it," how? "Abundantly." Even though that song and the circumstances surrounding it happened over 25 years ago, as of this podcast recording, it seems even more relevant to me now in the latter years of my life. Dealing with Parkinson's is not easy. I know I say that a lot, but here's the truth. I have no reason to complain. I have an awesome wife. I have an amazing family. I have 12 incredible grandchildren, and I have many people who love me no matter what. I have a God who loves me right where I am, but loves me enough to not leave me there. I have a God who means even my illness for good. I have every reason to celebrate living and to walk in joy. Philippians 4 says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4:4-7. Guys, let's take time each day to count our blessings. Focus on what you have and not on what you don't have. Let go of your burdens and cast worry aside. Our God is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And He provides for our basic everyday needs. We have every reason to celebrate, so let's do that this week. Let's celebrate living. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast, you already know what I'm going to say, is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, I'm asking you to consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Here's something pretty exciting. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship at All in All Church. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it in your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, the first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, my book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I have 2 fantasy book series for young people. I have several children's books. I have several devotional books, and I even have a thriller novel called The Short Life. Check them out if you get a chance, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, Celebrate Living, from the live recording, Celebrate Living, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or go to iTunes or other streaming services. Now remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.